12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Algoa FM, your music, your world, with the sounds of Ayaz. It's called Replay. Joining me now for a first-time spin on SA Radio, South Africa's finest, the talented and very stylish first lady of house music, Tamara Day. Tamara, honored to have you join us on Algoa FM Lunch.
Hi, Casey. I'm so glad to be here.
Fantastic. You're undoubtedly a South African musical icon and award-winning muso, worked with the cream of the crop. You've got South Africans dancing to your beat. Essentially, you've done it all. What would you say is the highlight of your incredible musical journey?
Oh, my goodness. There have been so many incredible moments along the way. I've been really blessed in that regard. I have to say, probably the sort of 10-year run I had with Flash Republic was an awesome, awesome time for me as a music maker. And then following that, I'd have to say right now is an incredibly exciting time for me, and I think going to be one of the most important times in my career along the way. So just, yeah, but there really have been so many incredible times. I mean, also, if I go even further back, sort of breaking into the music industry with Brothers of Peace. I mean, just to listen, when you're just a young girl driving in my car through the McDonald's drive-through, you know, in my, you know, first or second year at varsity, and then kind of hearing myself on radio for the first time. I mean, I don't know if anything could really beat that moment.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just one of those things you'll never forget. So there's been many.
Fast forward from varsity days, the musical industry, you're now a mom to a beautiful daughter. How is parenthood treating you at this stage? From what I see on TikTok, you are so enjoying life with her.
Oh my goodness, we just have the most incredible time together. I am so, so blessed to have this little soul in my life, and I'm so I feel lucky to have embarked on this parenthood journey. I don't think you really kind of find out what you're truly made of until you experience parenting or, you know, raising, you know, a young soul, you know, in whatever form that takes. You just, honestly, I feel like they kind of raise you as well at the same time. And you grow at a rapid pace every single day. There's a lot of expansion there and a lot of learning and growing as they learn and grow. And it's just such an incredible thing to experience. And I wouldn't change it for anything. And I feel very blessed. And she is just an absolute little number. She is a fireball. She's so fiercely independent and colorful and just, she just, you know, kids are just so authentically themselves.
Absolutely.
So lovely to be around that energy. And honestly, just, you know, you just find yourself being ultimately the best version of yourself. And it's been a wonderful journey so far.
Wonderful, Tamara. Okay, let's get to the crux as to why we hunted you down to get you on air and chat about your latest single. Tell us about it. Who have you been working with on it, and how long did it take to come to fruition?
Oh my goodness, this single has been the longest single I've ever worked on. We worked on it for around a year.
Wow.
There were many big breaks and things in between. You know, we were coming out of the pandemic. To be honest, the seed was planted for this whole new sound and new direction at the end of 2019. I booked a tour for myself called the Crystal Queer Summer Tour, and I performed in all the sort of LGBTQ venues around the country, just because I felt like no artists really focus on those spaces, and my heart has always been very much aligned with and committed to, that group of people. So I did that, and I spent a lot of time on dance floors around the country, and a lot of penny drop moments happened, and I understood what I wanted to do next with my music. And then the pandemic hit, and so it was sort of on and off in studio, but I've been working very closely with this incredible little team. It's myself, it's Gary Van Rick and RJ Benjamin. The three of us wrote and produced Disco Therapy, And then I have my sort of styling team, and we've been sort of curating the new look and the feel and the outfits. And, I've always been very much about the full package, mm-hmm. and I'm very much sort of deeply involved in every aspect of it, how it looks, how it moves on stage, you know, the fabrics. I love to immerse myself in all of it. It's been incredibly fun putting this all together. And I think most importantly, the message of the single is called Disco Therapy. And I think it's really just my response ultimately to, you know, the hardship the world has faced. I wanted to make music that would just uplift people, wake us from our slumber, get us out of our seats, back onto dance floors, you know, and really tap into that healing power of music. And so at the core of Disco Therapy is exactly that. The song is the therapy we all need. And it certainly has been therapy for me, and hopefully will be for all my audiences. And that is sort of the energy behind it. This world has a lot of healing to do, and music certainly has the power to bring us all together, and allow us to kind of release and just, you know, fill us with hope and help us to kind of either be, you know, fully present in the moment and also kind of look to the future. So that's what it's all about. It's a super sexy new disco track. It's incredibly musical. It's laden with little elements of sort of nostalgic disco elements. It's also like sort of, you know, it's pop futurism as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's current. It's very now.
How can our listeners download your track or get hold of it?
Well, it literally dropped today. I'm like so excited. My phone's been blowing up nonstop. People are streaming it on Spotify and all the streaming platforms. They're listening to it on iTunes. There's going to be lots more where that came from. We're in studio working on a bunch of more singles to follow up this one. And I'm just really excited. We put a lot of heart and soul into it, and a lot of work into, like I said, a very rich musical production. I wanted to make something that would just be, you know, I like to make music that is just timeless. That ultimately for me is the goal. And Rocco de Villiers is featured on it. He's this incredible concert pianist. He blessed us with some keys on the project. Zamboni on guitar. And if you give it a listen, you'll hear it's laden with just the most beautiful musical elements.
I'm excited to press play on the single right now.
I'm excited.
Tomorrow,
can you tell?
I can hear. Tamara, I'm about to press play. It is an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And I'll go a country first-time play on SA Radio. The First Lady of House Music, Tamara Day, with her latest single, Disco Therapy. Thank you so much for joining us on The Lunch Show.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. Thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.